We'll get this started. Good morning, everyone. Perhaps we could begin with introductions. We'll start on my left, Representative Saxton.
Hello, I'm Representative Jeremy Saxton. I represent House District 64, which is Harpswell, Pittsburgh, and part of West Bath.
Good morning, I'm Wendell Weaver. I represent District 150, which was town of York, east of 95, between Kittery and the Kamehameha River.
Chuck Kruger from Thomaston, also representing South Thomaston, St. George, part of Owl's Head, Matinicus, and Cree Haven.
Representative Walter Kamiga, I'm the House Chair. I represent Vinyl Haven, North Haven, Isle of Hoe, Stonington, Deer Isle, Brooklyn, part of Mountain Desert, Tremont, Swans Island, and Frenchboro.
I'm Dick Woodbury. I represent Chabig Island, Long Island, Yarmouth, North Yarmouth, Cumberland, Falmouth, and Gray.
I'm Pete Doak, District 33. I represent Steuben, Millbridge, Cherryfield, Harrington, Columbia, Columbia Falls, Addison, Jonesport, and Beals Island.
And good morning, everyone. I'm Senator Chris Johnson, Senate District 20, which is mostly Lincoln County in the Mid-Coast. I want to make a brief announcement as to the status of LD 632, which went for review in Criminal Justice Public Safety. They have voted on Friday, passing that back out without any particular recommendations for change to us, so that we'll be passing from this committee to the legislature as well. And I guess we're ready to begin our public hearing this morning. And we have our analyst in the corner, Amy Winston, and our committee clerk, Dan Stewart, the desk on the other side. And if you have any testimony to present, please hand it to Diane on your way towards the microphone. And I guess I'll turn things over to Representative Kamiga.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm Representative Walter Kamiga. I will be presiding over this public hearing today of the Joint Standing Committee on Marine Resources. The purpose of the hearing is to invite testimony from members of the public regarding proposed legislation that is pending before this committee. The committee will hear testimony from persons present who wish to speak for, against, or neither for nor against the bill to be heard today. We leave the chair. Committee members may ask questions of any person testifying today. Other questions are not permitted. Whether or not you testify, you may submit written testimony to the committee. Please be mindful that testimony is public and is available to all once it is presented. Written testimony will be distributed to committee members and will also be posted on the legislator's website for viewing by interested persons. Persons testifying today are advised that the hearing is being broadcast on the internet and may be heard by persons online. If you wish to testify, please state your name, residence, and the organization you represent, if any. Speakers are signed in advance. Testimony will be heard in the following order. The sponsor who will present the bill, followed by any co-sponsors, the Department of Marine Resources, and then speakers will be heard in the order that they have signed up. If you have any written materials, please give at least 20 copies to the committee clerk. There will be no smoking or eating during this hearing, and in deference to others here today, please keep all conversation to a minimum, as well as applause and jeers. And please silence silence your cell phones. And speakers will be having a three-minute clock for testimony. Today we will hear testimony on LD 1097. Representative Senator Haskell, my apologies.
Thank you. I've done both, and so that's okay. And you don't have a sign-up sheet, but is that okay?
Oh, that's okay.
Because you've signed people up. Thank you very much, Senator Johnson, Representative Kamiga, and distinguished members of the Marine Resources Committee. I'm Ann Haskell. I represent District 9, which is a portion of Portland and a portion of Westbrook. I'm here today to present 1097, an act to allow the sale of incidentally caught lobsters. I'd like to start off, first of all, Representative Doak and let him know I appreciated being in Cherryfield. We went down when the biologist took bears out of the den, and that was an exciting opportunity, and it was nice to be able to be down in that district, believe me. Had I known your address, I'd have stopped by for coffee. Today I really would like to start out by thanking the committee for their very careful consideration of this important issue. I realize it's an emotional issue, but it's also critical for the survival of the infrastructure for Maine's ground fishing industry. And that's why I submitted the bill. The infrastructure of our ground fishing industry is in dire straits. Our fleet's been decimated by poor catches and draconian federal limitations. And the infrastructure that supports it is crumbling. Added to this, fishing boats from Maine are going to Gloucester rather than Portland and other Maine locations to land their catch because they can sell their incidentally caught lobsters there. And I want to stress this point. I think it's important to realize that this is not a new catch. These lobsters are already being caught. They're just being landed outside of the state. They're being landed in other places, and consequently, the fish are being landed there as well. This bill is very limited in scope. As some of you know, I proposed this bill before. The scope was far broader. I think this is a very modest proposal. It allows the landing of the lobster only from Zone 3, and it can only be sold at the fish exchange. And these landings that do occur will be very carefully monitored by DMR. This is not a broad opening of the lobster fishery. The businesses that support our ground fishing industry are hanging on by a thread, and we need to help them. Fishing is part of Maine's heritage, and I have to believe it will come back and then it will thrive again. But without the fish exchange, the people who provide dockage, those who supply boats, those folks who ice boats. I think there are folks in this room who can remember where you could steam in any time of day and night in several ports and get ice and go back out. And that turnaround time is important. That's not true anymore. We've seen that change, and it's changed significantly. And I think that as the fishing industry does come back, we need to be sure that we've got the infrastructure available for them, or we've lost a critical part of Maine. And please realize this bill is, for what it is, a very small increase in lobster landings that could help to save the industries that support ground fishing here in Maine. And I would be very glad to answer any questions. And, again, I do appreciate your consideration of this bill.
Thank you, Senator. Any questions from the committee? Senator Woodbury.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senator Haskell, does the Portland Fish Exchange also service the lobster fisheries?
They have only been doing fish for a long time.
They've only been doing fish, okay.
But they certainly are willing, ready, able to step up.
I see. Thank you.
Representative Perry.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senator Haskell, as you know, I'm a lobsterman myself, and I've had different issues about this situation for a long time. Is there any, I'll call it fish, that a ground boat lands that is, they take them by count other than lobsters?
I don't know the answer to that question. And I'm guessing you do.
Yes, I know that isn't. And that's my biggest issue has been all along. Is when this was allowed, they're allowed to take it by count. Do you think it should be allowed to be taken by count? Because at that point, it's no longer a bycatch. It's a targeted species.
Representative, you are far more knowledgeable than both lobsters and fish. I'll readily admit that. But I'll also tell you that I am comfortable with what this committee thinks is the right way to do this. I'm not wedded to any particular part of this. I honestly believe that this committee is far better situated to be able to make a decision about whether there's a better way to do it. I tried to bring this time as a modest proposal to give you that opportunity.
And I've spoken myself to the governor, and I agree with you that we've got to do a lot more for the groundfish. I just don't know if hurting the lobster industry to help another industry is the right method. Thank you.
Not having heard a question, though.
Anyone else? Thank you, Senator.
You're very welcome.
Good to see you.